Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, in our analysis of the very end of the first Mishnah of Cheskat HaBatin. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Medvar, Mishteh Halavan, etc., but Bistei Ilan, Rabbi Shmuel, if you recall, said that if you have three different things you harvest, three different kinds you harvest in the same field, three harvests constitutes, as he says, Harezu Gimel Shanim. From Rabbi Shmuel's approach, we can apply it to what the Rabbanan would say, which is, if you had 30 trees spaced in such a way that it was 10 per Beit Seah, which means very, very crowded, if you devoured 10 each year, then it's a chazaka. What's the corollary? Love me, Rabbi Shmuel Chad Peira. Have Chazaka Lachulu Peira. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say that one fruit for all of the other Peirot is a Chazaka? Meaning, when you harvested the figs, that's a year for the figs and for the grapes and for the grain. And when you harvested the grapes, that's a year for the figs and the grapes and the grain, etc. And that's how you get 3 years. So the Rabbanim disagree and say that three different harvests is not going to be enough. Three different kinds of fruits is not going to be enough. But if you have three harvests, meaning you have 3 years worth of harvesting, and they're of the same tree, the same kind of tree, but over 3 years, then the fact that each tree was only harvested one time for one season would be enough. Now, v'hanimi lehechad alafiku, that's only if the other 20 trees weren't producing. Avalafiku v'lalacha alavi chazaka. But if the other trees are producing and you didn't touch them, there's no chazaka. Maybe you stayed away because it's not really yours. V'udabazi bazuzi. And by the way, this is only if the trees are interspersed. Not if there's 10 here, 10 here, 10 here. Because then it really is a deficient chazaka, as we saw earlier with the Beit Rova. Now, zechzik pidan zechzik bekarka. This new case we're going to deal with is the following. Let's say that two different people both had a claim that they had bought some land with trees on it. One of them took possession of all the trees, the other took possession of the land. So you get what you're machzik. Papa says, in Cain, in the bali anot karka klum. If that's the case, the guy with the trees has nothing. Why? The guy who got the land can say to the guy who got the trees, take your trees and go. And the guy who's got the trees, at the best, can chop down his trees and go. He's got no way to keep the trees there. So Elamar of Papa, Papa says that can't be the ruling. Elazekana Ilanot v'chatsi karka. Look at the Rashbam, it's not chatsi. The one who got the trees gets the trees and enough karka around them for them to live. Zekana chatsi karka. The other gets the rest of the land. That's Rav Papa of Zid. It's going to come back. Now, remember that the machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, and we're going to see it in its fullest presentation later on in our Masechet, about when you sell property, do you sell it generously or in a miserly fashion? Kiva's of the opinion that let's say that you have you sell a cistern, you sell it in a generous fashion, and you did not keep for yourself an easement. And Rabbanan say you do. So Kiva says you have to buy an easement if you want it. Now, Pshita, Machar, Karkav, Sheridan, Lefanav, it's clear that if you sold land, but you kept on the trees, Yeshlo Karka, you still have Karka. Even according to Mekiva, says generally you sell generously. That's only if you're selling like a scaffolding or a cistern. Because they don't eat into the land. In other words, they don't need the land. But if you're holding on to trees and it needs land, you certainly kept land for yourself. Why did Loshi or Lemele Akor Ilan Avazil? If you don't keep it, the other guy could say to you, take your trees and get out of here. It's my land, so obviously you kept land. Now flip it. Machar Ilanot Vishir Karkalafanav. Let's say you only sold trees and kept the land. So did you sell land with the trees? Plukta Vikivir Rabbanan. There's the Machloka. Rakiva Damar Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher. Rakiva says you sell generously. Eat late. So the other fellow has land. Rabbanan lately. Even according to Rav Zvid, who said when the two guys come, the guy who gets the trees gets no land, here he gets land. Because they're two equal claimants on the entire thing as buyers. Because the guy who got the land will say, just like I have no trees, you have no land. But in this case, when a guy sells, he sells generously. That's Rabbi Kiva's approach. And therefore, he's going to sell some land with the trees. The Rabbanan lately, the Rabbanan say you get no land. Vafilu Rapapa the Maryeshto, even in a corner of Papa who said in the case of the two buyers, the guy with the trees gets land, Hanimili Gabishne Lukuchot. Why? The Amarle Kechli Dachzov in Bainyafa, because the tree guy will say to the land guy, just like you got sold by Bainyafa, the Dinamizov in Yafa, he also sold to me by Bainyafa, and therefore I got land with it. But here we're talking not between two lekuchot, but rather between lekech and the mocher. And he's saying the mocher sells very narrowly, and therefore he doesn't get anything. Okay, now, Amri Nahardei. The Nahardei said the following halacha. Achlan ritzufa ritzufin, which at this point seems to mean that if you had a lot of trees in that one narrow area that we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, and you devoured them, eno chazaka. So the opposite of what we originally said, that Abaye said that we could apply from Yishmael's lesson to the Rabbanan and say, if you ate in that narrow area, he said it wouldn't be a chazak even if you ate them all up. Why? Because they don't belong there. They belong. Those are trees that should be uprooted and taken somewhere else. Matkif la Rava. So Rava says, Omeyata hai mishra da safsata mai kanila. How are you ever kona, ever to make a chazaka on an area of, let's say, where you're planting lucerne, which is this kind of plant, which grows in a very narrow area and very impacted. Allah Amar Rava Machran Ritzufin. Rava says, you know what the Nahardei meant? He said that if you sold them Ritzufin, meaning if you sold an area like that within all the confines, en lo karka. Even though normally when you buy three trees in somebody's land, a corner mayor, two trees in somebody's land, you get karka. If you bought trees in a very narrow area, you get no karka because it's clear that they were meant to be taken away from there, like a nursery. Rav Zera says, this is machlok between Rava and the Nahardei, or probably Rava's version of the Nahardei and the other version of the Nahardei is the machlok etanoim. As follows. Remember, you're not allowed to plant kilayim in a kerem. You can't plant wheat in a vineyard. But what's a vineyard? If it's not a vineyard, there's no iser. So kerem shenatua pachot mi'arba'amot. Remember, a vineyard always has dalan amot between the rows and outside of the rows for work. Let's say you have a kerem that has five rows, but even to each row, it's two amot. So Rishimon Omer, ain't no kerem. It's not a kerem. Chamam hareza kerem. It is. V'ro'ein atam tzayim kilayinan. Ignore one row, one every other row, and you got dalan amot. Same thing here. The fact that these are crowded doesn't mean anything because there's enough trees there. Okay, next. Amrina Harday, Haimanda Zovin Dikla Lachavre. If a guy sells a tree to another fellow, Kanila Mishipule Atahoma. The fellow also sells from the lip of the land all the way down to the earth's crust. He owns that land. So Matkatharava Lemale Korchamadarishka Zavinilach. Why doesn't the guy say that I sold you some saffron? In other words, I sold you a plant, take the plant and go. I didn't sell you land or a place. And of course, the big issue is, if the tree withers, can the guy replant there? Rava says it only works if you make such a claim, meaning if the guy's tree withers and he wants to replant and he says, I originally bought this tree with the land and it was years ago and I've been having a chazaka here and I lost the shtar, then we believe him, but not, we're not stum. So now what do you do if you sell somebody a tree for purposes of uprooting and getting the peyrot, and then the guy claims a chazaka? How do you prevent that? So we had this earlier. The answer is you have to come and lodge a protest every couple of years to say the guy doesn't own the land. Then, because if you don't say that, you got the same problem with the mashkanta the surah, which is mentioned in the last podcast, which is when I have the land in order to use the profits to pay off a debt, I could bury the, and it says in the shtar, when these years are up, the land goes back without payment. So I could bury my shtar mashkanta and claim the land is mine, and then I'd be believed. The Rabbanan going to set something up that's going to create a miscarriage like this, a miscarriage of justice like this? So the answer is, from Mashkanta to Surah, you have to protest. Same thing here. If you sold somebody a tree to be able to get just the fruit from it, you have to protest to make sure, every couple of years, to make sure he doesn't make a claim that he owns the land. Okay, we will pause at this point, and Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah, and pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.